97.
And finally, in the middle of Sandton's glass towers and high-speed hustle lies a quiet patch of history that most Joburgers don't even know exists. It's the final resting place of one of Sandton's very first Voortrekker families, the Esterhazens, whose graves now sit quietly among the skyscrapers. Hot 1027's Al Prodgers went looking for the story behind South Africa's richest square mile.
Here, just off Rivonia Road, a short walk from Sandton City's designer storefronts and constant traffic, stands a small fenced-off piece of land, almost invisible to the thousands who pass by each day. Behind the palisade here at 19 Adrian Street lies the Esterhazen family gravesite. You can pause and look through the fence, and in the few seconds before the armed response arrives to ask what you're up to, you'll see the memorial and last resting place of Jan and Maria Esterhazen, who settled in this area in 1836. They founded the farm Zandfontein, which likely evolved into Sandown, and later into what we now know as Sandton. Archaeologists say people lived in the wider Sandton area as far back as the 1600s, with traces of ancient Sotho Tswana ironworks still preserved in nearby Lone Hill. And this gravesite on Adrian Street is a reminder of a time when this area wasn't a financial hub, but the Zandfontein family farm. You can't help but wonder what those early settlers or the ancient ironsmiths before them would make of the skyline that replaced their fields. Al Prodgers, Hot 1027 News, Sandton.
Hot 1027.